Good morning. The voice of one cries out in the wilderness and says, "Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." This morning we have heard two beautiful passages of scripture, one from the prophet Isaiah, the other from the Gospel of Mark. Both of these readings point us toward our need in this Advent season to prepare the way for the Lord to come again. This is a season of preparation and expectation as we look again toward the advent or coming of Jesus. And alongside these two familiar stories from Scripture about preparing the way, I want to share with you today as we begin another story of preparation. This is not a story from the Bible, it's actually a children's bedtime story. It's Abigail's favorite. It's called "Who is Coming to Our House?" I took some pictures to put on the screen so you can follow along. They're not professional grade, so bear with me. Here's the story. "Who is coming to our house? Someone, someone," says Mouse. "Make room," says Pig. "I will butt aside the rig." "We must clean," says Lamb. "Dust the beams," says Ram. "Who is coming to our house? Someone, someone," says the mouse. "Sweep the earth," says Chick. "Stack the hay," says Goose, "and quick." "Spin new webs," says Spider. "I will line the crib with eider." "Who is coming to our house? Someone, someone," says Mouse. "Someone's coming from afar. I will nose the door ajar." "But it is dark," says Cat. "They will never come," says Rat. "Yes, they'll come," says Mouse. "Someone's coming to this house." "I will lay an egg," says Hen. "I will spread my tail for them." "Who is coming to our house?" "Mary and Joseph," whispers Mouse. "Welcome, welcome to our house." With the eager expectation of both children and barnyard animals, we come today to open ourselves once again for God's word as it comes to us, and for the ways that we might also prepare our homes and our hearts for Christ's coming in this season. As we begin today, let us pray. O God of glory and might, you come to us as a little child, and we await your coming. Open now the words of Scripture to us that we might find here a word from you for our lives, that you might give us promises to rely on and actions to live out as we go from this place. In Christ we pray. Amen. What does God want from us for Christmas? Or what is God asking us to do or be about here in these days and weeks that lead up to the celebration of Jesus' birth? Simply put, I believe that we are being invited into the work of preparing the way for Jesus, to prepare for, to make room for, to get ready for the coming of Christ. This is God's message to each one of us today. Prepare. The prophet Isaiah writes, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley will be lifted up. Every mountain and hill will be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all people shall see it together." You see, the glory of the Lord is about to be revealed, and we're going to see it, we're going to sing it, we're going to celebrate it all together when Christmas comes. But before that happens, in this season, as we await its arrival, God is asking us to prepare the way. But how? How should we prepare for Christ's coming? I want to look with you today at three ways that Isaiah gives us in this passage of Scripture, three things that need to be happening as we prepare the way for Christ to be revealed. Isaiah writes first that every valley will be lifted up. Every valley will be lifted up, which is just another way of saying that those who are down in the dumps or in some kind of depression or recession, those of us who are walking through a deep valley in our lives, that we have reason to hope. The first way that we can prepare ourselves for Jesus' coming at Christmas is to be attentive and on the lookout for signs of hope, even when we're walking through a valley. Isaiah was writing to a people who knew about walking through a valley. They had been sent away into exile, sent off far from their home country. They were cut off from the kind of life that they knew God intended for them. They were put down. They were left behind. They were in this valley of despair. You know, in the Bible, there's a kind of spiritual topography where being on a mountaintop is seen as a really good or high experience, but being in a valley is just being down low. It's a bad place to be. We think of the valley of dry bones from the prophet Ezekiel, or the valley of judgment from the prophet Joel, or the valley of the shadow of death from Psalm, what's that Psalm? 23. In our own times, we might think of Death Valley, which is the hottest and driest and lowest place in North America. To walk through a valley in our lives is to be lost and wandering. It's to be parched and thirsty. It's to be lacking in something we need. And I wonder if you might be feeling that way this Advent season, where all around you, you hear that we're supposed to have a holly jolly Christmas, but maybe it doesn't feel so jolly for you. Maybe you're wondering how you're going to get through these next few weeks as papers and exams come due, or as bills pile up to be paid, or as expectations for the perfect family Christmas, just like last year, build. Maybe you're plagued by worries about your job or lack of job, about your relationship or lack of relationship, about your kids or your lack of kids, about your money or lack of money. I wonder if you might be down in a valley in these days. You know, in the Appalachian Mountains, they have a word for a valley. They call it a hollow. They pronounce it a holler, down in the holler. And I wonder if that's the kind of valley you might even be experiencing these days, where life feels kind of hollow or empty. Preparing yourself for Christmas seems like the last thing you would want to do. Well, here is a word from the Lord for you today. Isaiah writes, "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem, who walks in a valley, and cry out to her that she has served her term and her penalty is paid. Every valley, God says, shall be lifted up." The places where we are missing something in our lives, or where there is scarcity that we can't seem to fill, it is God who comes to fill us up. If you're in that kind of hopeless place this morning, down in a valley, maybe this should be your memory verse for the season of Advent. It's Isaiah chapter 40, verse 1. "Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God." The coming of Jesus is the great hope and light for the world, because in Jesus all of our valleys and deficits, our scarcity and our needs will be met. And so our simple task in this Advent season, especially we who may walk through a valley, is to wait and watch for signs that God is at work, for signs of God's coming, for signs of that hope that we have in Jesus. Can you do that this week? Will you keep watch for signs of hope? But Isaiah writes that not only valleys will be filled, but also that every mountain will be made low in preparation for the Lord's coming. So we're moving from valleys to mountains, from not having enough, from having almost too much. I wonder if that is your experience in these days. I was with a friend recently, and we parked my car, and I opened the trunk to get something out. And he looked in my trunk and said, "That's amazing. I didn't know you could fit an entire sporting goods store in the back of your car." But it's true. My trunk is filled with footballs, basketballs, racquetballs, tennis balls, beach balls, frisbees, wiffle balls, flag footballs, cones for marking out a field, and jumper cables. You know, in case I'm on the way to a game and I get a dead battery. I have a mountain of stuff, a mountain of sports equipment. And I wonder if you do too. Not just physical stuff, but a mountain of blessings from God in your life. Do you experience that in these days? Where if you were to count your blessings, they would reach from here to the ceiling and beyond. Do you have a mountain of blessings, maybe in your relationships, or in the opportunities you've had, or gifts and abilities you've been blessed with, social networks that you can draw upon, a faith that sustains you, people who love you, not to mention a closet full of stuff, a kitchen full of food, and a trunk full of sports equipment. We live in a land of abundance, and sometimes we have a hard time preparing the way for the Lord because all of our other stuff gets in our way. We're too busy enjoying the life that God has given us to see that God is calling us to do more with our lives than just enjoy it for ourselves. Sometimes we can feel we can spend our time enjoying life so much that we miss out on God's calling to us to live for something more than ourselves. We have a mountain of blessing, but Isaiah writes that every mountain and hill will be made low if we are going to prepare the way of the Lord. Maybe you have a mountain of clothes at home, things you rarely use or doesn't really fit anymore. I wonder if bringing that mountain low might mean packing it up, giving some of those things away. Just this last month here in the church, so many of you brought coats to the annual coat drive, offering them to families and people who were going to be a little bit too cold this winter, bringing that mountain low. Or maybe you've got a mountain of food in your pantry, and making that mountain come low means bringing in some canned goods here week by week for the Camp Street Ministries. Or maybe it means cooking a hot meal for one of our new moms or for a family in crisis. Maybe that mountain of food you have in your kitchen can be used to prepare the way of the Lord by extending hospitality to a foreign exchange student, to someone who's new in town. Can preparing food help you prepare the way of the Lord? Maybe as you come to the close of this year financially, you're able to finally breathe a little sigh of relief. And you can say, "Thank God we made it through another year." Maybe your finances don't feel like a mountain or even a hill, maybe more like an anthill or a molehill. Just a little sign, a small way of seeing that God has provided for you even in these economic hard times. Maybe preparing the way for the Lord this season means prayerfully preparing a pledge card, bringing it into the church, so that as your hill is made low, God's kingdom might grow. So every valley will be lifted up, and every mountain will be made low. We're to look for signs of hope, and we're to use our blessings to bless others. And finally today, Isaiah gives us a third way of preparing for the Lord's coming. He says that the uneven ground shall become level and rough places made plain or smooth. Are there rough places in your life, I wonder? This time of year, when stress levels are running at their highest, it's often our relationships with the people we are closest with that suffer most. We can become strained and pushed to the limits. Things can get a little rough around the edges with our spouse or our families, our close friends, our roommates, our coworkers. Are there rough places in your life this season? I wonder what you might be able to do to make that smooth. Is there a step you can take? Forgiveness long withheld. A hand raised out in friendship, a conversation you've been meaning to have, but you've waited? Is there a rough place that needs to be smooth for you? Consider your own relationships in this season. One of the beautiful things about the communion table, which you see laid before you this morning, is that we don't come to it as mountain people or valley people. We come to it as God's people. Not as God's people as if we have figured it all out, but God's people in this sense, that even though we go through rough and uneven times in our lives, even though we walk through valleys and through mountains, with relationships that can be battered or broken down, even though we have work to do this Advent, despite all that, we come as ones trusting God, the one who provides for us, the one who invites us, the one who prepares the table for us. Prepare the way of the Lord. What does it mean for you this Advent season? Probably the best way that we can begin this journey, this Advent season, is to come to this table. Come as valley people, come as mountain people if you wish, but come as God's people. For the things of God which you see laid before you have been prepared for you. Even as we prepare the way of the Lord, our God in Christ has already done it. Has already laid a banquet before us, has already prepared the place for you to come and be fed, that you might go out from this place to live in this Advent season in a new way. Won't you come?